One of the things that is Mavur and Chazal, that is the worst thing for a Klal Yisrael, for a person, is Machlekes. A person has to know the Shmuz on Machlekes that a person has to hear, and the Avodah on Machlekes that a person has to hear is not in the time that he thinks that he's a Baal Machlekes. When we speak of Machlekes, a lot of guys think it's not negat to me, I'm not a Baal Machlekes. First, all the people that are not Baal Machlekes too, they become Baal Machlekes, yeah? But it's much more than that. If you don't work on yourself not to be a Baal Machlekes, when the Machlekes happens, there's no way to stop the Machlekes. There's no way to stop the Machlekes. You're already a Baal Machlekes. And you don't see the second tzad. There's no way for you to see the second tzad. You're in the machlekes. You're deep inside the machlekes. You don't see the second tzad. You mamish into it. So when a person doesn't want chas v'sholem to become a bal machlekes, the eitze and the mahalach is that before he becomes a bal machlekes, he has to be over than himself not to become a Baal Machlekes. If before the Machlekes, he is over than himself, the Giroin for Machlekes, and the Avoide how not to become a Baal Machlekes, so his hope taket that when the Machlekes Chas V'Sholem comes, he'll be Nitzal from a Machlekes. But a person that doesn't work on himself not to be a Baal Machlekes, when the machlekes comes, it's like a fire. And le'um asdem, Chazal say, God la sholem, she'afilu, afilu, Yisrael oidim, avel izore, v'sholem b'neim, kivyoch alamah, kadish boruch, hu'ein asot negea b'er. She'nem al chavor atzovim Ephraim. So the musik of God la sholem, and a terrible part of a machlekes. Machlekes is the worstest thing. And the shaila is how a person builds himself up not to become a Baal Machlekes. How you evident it not to be a Baal Machlekes. So there's a lot of chalokim in the avoida. And not only that, to be a Baal HaSholem. Godl HaSholem. Ein kli marzik brocha liYisrael yoyso mehasholem. How about it? When you're neutral and it's not negea, Chazal said, when the machlekes come, hereges ktanim, hereges yelodim, it kills everyone. How are you shomer not to be about machlekes? How are you shomer not to be about machlekes? I said, what's a story that was two big chassidus, I don't want to say the name, but it's kvoidom. It's one of the biggest, one of the very big chassidus in it's Israel. There's a huge machlekes inside the Hasidus. Can't go into the details. It was mamish, a huge machlekes. And the machlekes was so stark that one side was mamish about to knock out like a whole group of Yingelite out of the Hasidus. And was pushed that if they would be knocked out of the Hasidus, when he was pushed, so we go off the deck because they were planning to take them out of the Chadorim, out of the schools, because the Mevaze. The Machlekes was very fire. And these people in that group that were fighting against the Manigim of the Hasidus, they felt that they right. And they went to court. It was a fire, mamish Machlekes. So I decided, it was a mitzvah to stop a Machlekes. So I came home at 12 o'clock and I heard, there's a fire. Machlekes, in a couple of hours, the whole thing is blowing up. A lot of times you don't hear, punk, this guy blows me. So I told my Rebbetzin, I want to stop the Machlekes. She told him, what you're mixing in, you know, they'll kill you. I said, no, I have a feeling this Machlekes, I'm stopping. God l'asholem, I want the Moisson Nefesh to stop a Machlekes. She said, what? She locked the door, she doesn't let me today. So I waited, she fell asleep at 1 o'clock. I called up the Baal Machlekes. And I figured out, well, I was thinking to myself, 20 minutes at my room. What is the pshat? Why take the machlekes? The pshat is, I found out back. Started, someone did something. Yenin had a big loss of money, and the other person asked the shayla, and the head of the chassidus said that the right to do what he did to him. And from that, the ganze machlekes beetzem started. So I called up the Rosh HaMachlekes, and I said, I want to speak to them. So the Rebbetzin answered me, and she said that they're not home. So I need to speak to them very dachuf. She said, try in a half an hour. I called in a half an hour. So they're not home, it's different meetings. Kids, I realized the Machlekes is mamish kochin, yeah? It's 1:30 by home, and no one is home, and who knows where they are. So 1:45 I called up, and I said that I know that the whole machlekes started because she said, I don't want to get involved. I said, just listen to me a second. The machlekes started because of something. If I will offer a lot of money to your husband, I'm telling you the whole machlekes will stop. Even that he for sure says now that he's masking to kill himself with the whole mishpacha for the machlekes. But lemaise, if we'll take away the sherish of the machlekes will stop. So she said, so what do you want from me? I said, the state of Chazal, that Oin ben Peles, his wife saved him from the machlekes of Korach. So I want you to be the wife of Oin ben Peles. You call your husband home with all of the heads of the machlekes, tell everyone to come to the house, prepare kibbut, and say someone is coming from America that is a big businessman, and he owns cities, and he owns boats. I told her, I buy all different things. I buy hotels. Everything that I see, I have a lot of cash, and I buy. And I'm interested to buy the machlekes. I'm coming to bargain, I want to buy the machlekes. And they will say, no, force them that you owns his wife, at least begging him to sit there to hear the offer that the guy wants to buy out the machlekes. I said, I buy all different things. So she called me in 20 minutes, everyone is waiting in the house. He wanted to see who's the guy. So I came, but I put a lot of stock of money in my house. But for something else, I came with a big bag. And I said, listen, you know, I'm a rich person from America. I owe this. So a guy gets up and tells me, you look like Nissen Kaplan. I said, it's very interesting. Any place that I go, people tell me, I want to meet this guy. I poured out all the money on the table. My story of 5-6 years ago. I poured out all the money on the table. So I was a lot of money. And I said, listen, I want to buy out the machlekes. But remember, if you take the money, not even a word. I said, this is yours. You know, and I pushed it towards him. So after 5 minutes, the money was by him and the machlekes was over. The only thing bothered me is this, but in the morning I went to daven and the shtivel, I wanted to see, you know, if things are quiet. And like, you know, and most people didn't know. Then I heard like two people like whispering to each other, you know, there's a big meifus in the Rebbe, a guy came in America yesterday, bought the machlekes. Why? The pshat is, machlekes starts for stupid reasons. But when a person is the edge of the machlekes, he's asking to take a knife. To spoil his marriage, to spoil his kids, everything. El Hashem Shemaim. But if you manage to stop the machlekes, so the whole Hashem Shemaim doesn't exist. The whole what he wants to do later doesn't exist. The whole thing doesn't exist. Aber b'shaz the machlekes, mit der ganze Feier he fights. So a person has to know how to stop himself not to be a Baal Machlekes. I just want a little bit to be Oymed Shlav Achri Shlav. We have the Achim, but there it's different. The Machlekes, the Achim with Yosef. But we know. Chaim Shulevitz brings down, he says that the Aloch is that a Dayan is not allowed to hear one side without the other side. Why? Because after you hear one side, later the other side comes to hear. You already heard the first way that a person hears something, it stays in his mind. But the Chaim Shmulevitz, it's a kalvachoymer on yourself, yeah? First you think you're right and the other guy is wrong. It's very hard to be convinced that the other person is right and you're wrong. When you're the Dayan and you hear Tzad Aleph before Tzad Beis, Chazal are scared that you Alamo will hold that Tzad Aleph is right. Because you heard Tzad Aleph first. So in every machloikis, you Alamo will hear Tzad Aleph first. You hear yourself. So you can't see clearly that the other side is wrong, because you heard yourself. So how a person is nilcham in the chisaron from the machlekes? How a person stops himself not to have a chisaron from machlekes? So the first thing, the first yesod is kas. It's a midah of kas that a person has to work on. There's a midah of a kavod that a person has to work on. And then we'll get to the yesod that a person will not be a bal machlekes. But again, I really want to come to a madrege. If a person will be koine a kinyan, I'm telling you, in life, you think you're not a bal machlekes. 10 years later, you're davening in a shul, there's a shayla in the rav, and you become a bal machlekes. You live in a neighborhood, and there's a shayla, and you become a bal machlekes. You live in a building, and you become a bal machlekes. And if a person manages to stand and not to be a bal machlekes, God l'asholem, Chazal zogen, that alle broches, that Hashem, ein kli marzi broche, elo asholem. Person gets such a shefa, if he has the koyach from Sholem, the madrege from Sholem. So the first madrege that a person has to stop is madrege sakas. Madrege sakas. Why? When a person gets angry, he starts to fight before he thinks. How a person works on midas sakas? Not to be koyas. Not to be koyas. Chazal say, kol ha-koyas ki ilu oevel avedezor. What is the pshat kol ha-koyas ki ilu oevel avedezor? The pshat is, they say over a story that there was a person once that, you know, he came home, his wife asked him what happened. He said, I went to the Rav passed him the chicken is treif. So his Rebbe then tells him, okay, so let me get a different Rav, you know, it's more Rabbanim than a Meiko. He says, Baruch Hashem, what a choshev Rav, I would eat nevelis with treifis. A week later he comes back, what happened? The Rav said the cow is treif. I thought, you know, the modern shul, dear Bederek Lal, is not treif, you know, maybe we'll move a shul. Baruch Hashem, what a good Rav. So Rosh Hashanah comes. The Rav says that, you know, you have to check the mezuzahs. Because if you check the mezuzahs, all the mezuzahs are possible. So I thought, like, I told you, we have to change the other shul, no more check mezuzahs before. He says, Baruch Hashem, we check. The Rav says, he thinks it's glad to check also the tefillin. The guy checks his tefillin. Tefillin apostle. I told him, why we have to leave the shul? He says, Baruch Hashem, I'm not in the veil, it's a chob mezuzah, it's a chob tefillin. Shechiyonu v'kimonu, Baruch Hashem. Comes Sukkot, the Rav says, you know, you have to buy a good esrik. Why tells him the other shul, the Rav himself has a gimel, yeah? Here we have to buy a aleph. I'm telling you, we have to move a shul. He says, Baruch Hashem, what has I got to Rav? So in the middle of the winter, the neighbor's kid throws a stone, a rock on the window, smashes his window. He goes over to the neighbor, pay. He says, Chakotin potu. Pay. He says, tell you, Chakotin potu. We go to the Rav. The Rav says, he's right. He comes home, I'm changing a shul. What happened? What was the difference? He lost thousands of dollars. The Rav said, the same Rav said, the Tefillin Apostle, the Mezuzah Apostle, all of us are like that, yeah? So you feel, you lost, you get angry. So it's not even the money, it's the covet. What is it? The Rav doesn't understand. I lose to my friend. This is Kas. Kas is not a real thing. Kas is a demoya, imagination of a person. He's masking to lose $1,000 of Hashem. He doesn't feel that this is from Hashem. The treif is from Hashem. This is the kid yelling through my stone. So that's it. He's angry at the kid that threw the stone. He's angry at the neighbor that doesn't feel that he has to pay. He's angry that the Rav is sticking up for them. But when the Rav is sticking up for Hashem, that mezuzah is not kosher, but it's from the Rav. So mainly he doesn't get angry. Doesn't limit us. Listen carefully. When you get angry, why are you angry? When someone, the Moshe Chaz V'Shalom, gets strep, he gets angry? He gets ammonia, he gets angry? Maybe it's Chavruz, he gets angry. He gets angry? Never. Someone loses someone in the family, he gets angry? Sad. I'm angry? Angry? When a person gets angry when someone does something to him because he feels the other person did it to him. So he's fuming. He's angry. The more that he's angry, the more that he feels Yenin did it to me. He's coughing. It's even more apikosis. It's Yenin. Rabbi Hashem is not angry. Why is he angry on Yenin? The more he starts to yell and scream and bubble, yeah? Every more of anger is more avidizore, 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 avidizore. Kolakoyes ki ilu evid avidizore. Kolakoyes ki ilu evid avidizore. Chazal say, Madam, that when a person is angry, it's kivyochu, he loses his neshama, ruach hapei, like the Zohar. It's apikoyres be'etzem. You can't be angry if you believe. Chazal say that David HaMelech, Shimi ben Gera, was mekalel him klolon im retzes. So they wanted to kill Shimi ben Gera. So David HaMelech says, Hanach, ha'eloikim amar lo yikalel. Ha'eloikim amar lo yikalel. Hashem told him to be mekalel. Ha'eloikim amar lo yikalel. As I was saying, that moment, Nase David, Regel Revi Lemerkova. David HaMelech said to heal him, said everything. And that moment that he was so misbazed by Shimon ben Gera, that's what it means. Different study what he told him exactly. And that moment, and he was mevater, it's the Rebbeinu Shalem, not angry on Shimon ben Gera. Ha'eloikim amar lo yikalel. In that moment, that he said, ha'eloikim amar lo yikalel, in that moment, Nasa Regel Revi Lemerkova. The Choyza state, that when a person gets angry, and he's aiming at himself not to get angry, it's ki'ilu, he fast 100 ta'anesim. Ki'ilu he fast 100 ta'anesim. This is the krach of a person that is kovish as midas hakas. So the Ribbono shel Olam, why are you angry? For what are you angry? It's the Ribbono shel Olam. A person has to get used to stuff out from the Ribbono shel Olam. I'm not angry, I'm not upset. I'm not angry, I'm not upset. The Shem Shmuel explains, Yosef HaTzadik, his father sends him to go to see with his brothers. If Gesheu Ishtoye, Vayomer Heichon Em Roim, Vayomer Shomati, Oimrim Neilcho Mipo, Neilcho Desono. Rashi says, Shomati, Shoyomrim Neilcho, that they will leave the Achvo, they will stop to be brothers, they want to kill you. No, Avada, he didn't tell him it. But he says, Shamati Oimrim Neilech was a remez that he said, we'll stop the friendship, we'll kill it. But Yosef doesn't know that. Yosef doesn't know that this is what the Malach means. So what is the point that the Malach gives him a hint that Yosef can't pick up to the hint? Well, Hashem doesn't want him to pick up to the hint. Because Hashem wants him that the brothers will meet him and he will go down to Mitzrayim. So what is it? So the Shem Yishmur, but when Yosef will be sold, and when the brothers will kill him, he will think inside the jail there. It's a lot of time to think there, 22 years. What the Malach told me? Oimrim neil chodasono. Ah, he hinted to me. So it means, if Hashem wanted, it will not happen. The Malach knew about it. It was discovered for me. That's from the Ribbono shel Olam. So maybe Yosef could be Oimed, the ganze nisoyin of Mechiras Yosef. The ganze nisoyin from Mechiras Yosef. Yosef could oimed. Because doch the Ribbono shel Olam. It's not my brothers. It's the Ribbono shel Olam. When you feel it's the Ribbono shel Olam, nothing disturbs you. Nothing disturbs you. It's doch the Ribbono shel Olam. It's doch the Ribbono shel Olam. When a person feels that it's in the Ribbono shel Olam, he can't be bekas. This is the highest madrege. Heipech ha-kas. Every machlekes starts with anger, with kas. When there's no anger and there's no kas, there's no mahus of machlekes. Now, kas has also a kind of natural something. I don't know how they call it exactly. That chutzal, you forget about the ribbono shel olam, and you start to get angry. Kol hakoyes chochmosi mistaleket. You can see it in the goyish welt. A guy skips a guy with a car. He gets so angry that he skips him. He goes out, he stabs him with a knife, and he sits in jail for the end of his life. You normal? What do you think, son? So now that guy that went in front of you is dead. No, because he skipped him. It doesn't make a difference, yeah? You want to sit 22 years in jail to be smishuga? The Torah says that anger, after you hit the anger, there's no seichel. So all of us are like that. So because we don't take out the knife and do it, Baruch Hashem, it doesn't mean that we don't do exactly the same mistake. Just we do different things. But that's in the midah of kaas. The midah of kaas is a midah that is machriv every good part of a person. Every good nekud of a person, the midah of kaas is machriv. A person has to get used to, when he's angry, to hold himself. Chavos Avos bring down Omar HaChochom, that his father gave him a tzavor, when you're angry, wait till tomorrow before you do something. Never do it on the same day that you're angry. You're angry, wait till tomorrow. Never do it on the same day that you're angry. Never. And Chavos Avos brings down that the person left his house for a long time, and he came back in the middle of the night, and he heard his wife speaking to someone. And she was playing with him and kissing with him. And he came home, someone else was in the house. He took out his knife and decided to kill the wife with the boil. She heard Kloha, she said she likes him, she loves him, all different words. But then he remembered that his father told him that he's not allowed to kill. He has to wait a day. So he waited till the morning, and he came in the morning and he saw that his wife had a little baby. Because when he left, she was Mubaras. And she was holding the baby and kissing him and loving him and telling him, soon your father will come back. So the Chavos Avos brings down, V'homar, im lo'i shomati lo'ovi, ho'isi ho'ireges ishti ve'ez bni. So I would not control my kaas, I would kill my wife and my son. But that's the metzias of kaas. The alibis of a person wants to. And we have to know, this is the yesoid. Person could build everything in his life. And I'm telling you, see, choshev people, bali maile. And Peter, when they're 50, one little machlekes, and the chelek lelumabe, machlekes kerach vaadosoi, koirach. Shepikeach oyo. He started a machlekes. 250 people are makiv k'toyres. Only one could be kohen gadol. It doesn't make sense. And don't think maybe we have a mistake. This is what Bellas told. His wife told him, you're anyway not going to be. It's other Kerech, other you. Why are you going? You're not going to win. It's Machlekes. Everyone joins in. A person has to learn not to get angry. Not to get because. It's very important. It's the halach base. The alibis of Yiddishkeit. Kol hakoyes kilo ivra v'nizore. It's not stam. Selber feyer meisim of Chaim Kanievsky was a year that didn't have kids for years. He went to Reb Chaim Kanievsky, told him that, you know, I tried all the gulas already. 40 days to the koysel, nishmas, shirashirim, 40 days to the koysel, with shirashirim, with nishmas. You know, Shira Shirim Nishmas and Perke Shira. Mamash, everything he tried, yeah? With the Miron, with Amukan, 40 days, all the places together. He tried everything. Efshe the Rebbe had noch as gule from him. So he told him, Shetim Chazal, Toi le Eretz al Blimo. האוילו מסקיים על מי שטוילה בוילם פיו בשעס מריבו, בלימו, טוילה ארץ על בלימו. חי וקיום, הוא עושה את המנורי. טוילה ארץ על בלימו. בלימו, בוילם פיו בשעס מריבו. Find a person that is בוילם פיו בשעס מריבו, ask him a brocha, מיד. So the guy was out, find a person, בוילם פיו. Gets it from there, he goes to a wedding. Nobody never liked to go to weddings, you know, he doesn't have kids, and everyone else has kids, and he's geschmack to go to a wedding. He comes to a wedding, schmoozing with a guy. Pitam, in the middle of schmoozing to the guy, that neighbor of the guy comes over to him and starts to yell at him. You took out a porch in a property that's not yours, the mistagane, mashak, and the guy starts to scream at him. Kids, that the guy that he's schmoozing to is about to answer him, the kefal kiflaim. He tells him, please, 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 just don't answer. He goes, what? Just don't answer. He said, well, not answer. The guy's carrying on coursing him. Mamish Agane, Van Gazna. The guy's about to blow up. He says, just make a favor, just don't answer him. So that guy that started to yell, yells, he calls everyone from the wedding, look, look, I'm yelling at Ganev, he's not answering. Shtiki koidor, shtiki koidor. And everyone is coming, and the guy's about to just make me a favor, I'll do everything for you later, just make me a favor, don't answer. Kids, he doesn't answer. Eventually the guy goes away. He tells him, just give me a broken out to have a kid. He says, just give the broch, and then I'll explain the whole story. He says, okay, you have a kid. So he done the whole story. I heard it from Mishkovsky. 9 months, miyoyim leyoyim, he had a baby boy. Boilem piv b'shas meriva. It's brought down that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sometimes bring you an Yisrael of Kas to be mezaki you, to be oilem adreges. When you bochrim, it's not such an Yisrael not to have a Kas. I don't know the matzav in the rooms of the dearest. But it's not such an Nisayon. Later in life, it's a very hard Nisayon. But train yourself. Get used to it. Boilem piv b'shas meriva. Boilem piv b'shas meriva. Not to get angry. Not to get angry. When a person has such a feeling, he's not jealous. No one could take from you. The enemy has the ganze covered in the world, he will have it anyways. And if you have to have, you will have it anyways. No one takes from you and no one is machzor from you. This has to be the emunah of a person. If a person builds such an emunah, this is the aleph. This is the aleph of the emunah. The aleph of the emunah of a person, not to get bekas. The aleph to get... not to be rochik for machlekes. So, we'll try. Next week I'm not sure if we'll be mamshich machlekes, because maybe before Chanukah we'll speak a little bit in the Avodah Seyem of Chanukah, and after we'll be mamshich. But at least till next week, try to see if you could a week not to get angry. It's not to get angry. It's not the Ribbono Shel Olam. Ha'elokim amar lekalel. It's not him. Don't be angry at him. Don't get angry. When two people are fighting, you get angry. Well, you think he's wrong, he's right. He's also not a mechutin. He's wrong, he's right, I'm right. I did say you have to hold that everyone is right. But why do you get angry? Why do you get upset? That's Hashem. But again, to try the whole week, not even once cast, but that's Hashem.
Should I answer him back or not? This sort of does not say anything at all.
Sometimes. You can answer once, but you can see you're getting...
You can see that he's starting to rant, just let me go.
Yeah.